Ever since five Israeli men, thought to be Mossad agents, were arrested in New York City celebrating the terrorist attacks on 9/11, there have been allegations made that Israel and Al-Qaeda are two sides of the same coin. And Israel's recent bombardment of Damascus only confirms the belief of many analysts that the anti-government, Al-Qaeda-affiliated armed gangs in Syria are merely tools being used in an Israeli project to destabilize the Middle East.
The governments of Canada and the U.S. are involved in a conspiracy to manufacture this idea that Assad has weapons of mass destruction, when we actually know from the UN that the terrorists, the Wahhabists, the Salafists, the extremists have used chemical weapons.
I'm not afraid, or I'm going to speak on behalf of a lot of Canadian citizens. We're not really afraid of the Zionists. We're actually against them as Canadians. We're not in support of them. We don't like them.
Canada's controversial Foreign Minister, John Baird, appeared on a Canadian politics show Sunday, seemingly wearing an Israeli flag on his lapel, and affirmed the Harper government's support for Israel's internationally condemned attack on Syria. Critics argue that pro-Zionist groups have so much influence over political discourse in Canada that Canadian politicians are literally unable to criticize the Israeli regime's flagrant violations of international law, such as its recent brutal attack on Damascus. Analysts note that Israel wants to use Canadian tax money and military power to advance Israeli interests, which explains why so much effort is made by Israeli-controlled politicians, such as John Baird, to justify Israeli warmongering to the Canadian public.
The government of Canada, they support Jewish people who support Israel, but they don't support us. Why? We are humanity, and we are both half citizen, Canadian citizenship. Why the government not fair for that? And now Al-Qaeda and Israel working together.
Many political analysts believe that the whole conflict in Syria was orchestrated by Israel and its allies to weaken one of Israel's main adversaries in the region. Such analysts argue that the failures of Israeli-backed Al-Qaeda shock troops in Syria have forced Tel Aviv to intervene more overtly. Polls show that the majority of Syrians support the Syrian government, which suggests that a prolonged conflict between Israel and its Al-Qaeda proxies and the Syrian people looms large. Joshua Blakeney, Press TV, Calgary.